Winnipeg Comic Con happening at the Convention Center this weekend, and one of the guests that are going to be in attendance is none other than the Super Mario character himself, the voice of Super Mario, Charles Martinet, who I have on the phone right now. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Of course.
Honestly, I just want to thank you, obviously, because you've been a big part of my life. Super Mario 64, I dominated, and even just listening to you throughout the years, I really just want to take this time to say thank you for being a big part of my childhood.
Well, thank you, and thank you for playing my game. It's a real pleasure, and hello to all my friends in Winnipeg. It's me, Super Mario. Woohoo! You're number one. Ha-ha!
30 years of voicing Super Mario. Does it feel that long, Charles?
You know, it feels like about 10 minutes. I just finished reading Lauren Bacall's autobiography. You know, she's 92 now. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the husband of Humphrey Bogart, Jason Robards. She almost got married to Frank Sinatra. She's had a career of 70 years. And she goes, it just feels like it happened so fast. And I'm like, yes, yes, it does. It all just goes so fast. So my lesson is, you better have as much fun as you possibly can. You better fulfill every desire your beautiful little heart wants, you know. Seek happiness, be joyful, because when you're living in your joy, in your space of pursuit of happiness and joy, you know, you can't help to have that rub off on other people. And besides, life is so short. I'm tall, but life is short. You better be doing what you want to do in life, you know. And if we're all in those phases of life, you know, where you're an adolescent and you're just absolutely terrified of everything, your own shadow, you know, we're all the Luigis, you know, in phases in our life. And it just, you know, you have to have love and compassion for yourself to make it so that you have the courage to step into your own joy and happiness.
And it really does help that Mario is such a very joyful and excitable and happy character. Like, you've never seen a Mario game where he's really just angry or anything like that. He always has a sense of positivity around him, for sure.
Absolutely. That was very intentional for me. I wanted the character to be full of love and joy and honor and respect and loyalty, all the traits of a man that I want to be myself. And I remember doing Mario teaches typing and going in and seeing the wording, you know, things like, you know, oh, you failed. Better start all over again, you know? And I thought, oh, I can't say that. I can't say that. I've been Mr., you know, how are you today? You look great. Oh, my mommy, I love your hat, you know? I said, can I change the wording? The producer luckily said, sure. And I said, that was great, but I know you can do even better. Let's try again, you know? And that sort of taught me that game, where I wanted to be as the character forever.
And I read in an interview that you dream as Mario, or like you dream in 2D. Do you remember what dreams you have as Mario?
You know, it's actually 3D that I dream in, and it's always, when I'm dreaming as Mario, I'm either running around having fun, being in my own little sandbox game, or I'm flying, you know? The flying is the big one. I guess maybe it was the Galaxy cover was so impactful for me, and that game was so impactful that it just stuck with me. That's the sort of flight posture of zinging around. But I tend to go over lakes and valleys and rivers and mountains and pine trees and things like that. You know, I can even think in my brain that I can smell the world that I'm flying through.
Does that make it difficult or easier to make every Mario and every Mario game sound unique from all the other ones?
You know, it really is very easy because the character has to be consistent. And I think that's a beautiful thing about every game that you've ever played that's a Mario game, or every Luigi game or Wario game. The consistency is absolutely amazing. You know, as soon as you turn that thing on, you know, oh, and you hear that first music, you see that first graphic, you know it's a Mario game, you know? Mm-hmm. And that itself brings a certain amount of magic. I think that's what Nintendo does, which is so marvelous, is it's a magic of bringing us all back to our happiest point of childhood in the game, in the joy, in the happiness, rescuing the princess, doing whatever the character is doing. That brings us back to our inner child. And I that's just absolutely gorgeous to me. That's what really makes it magical. So I'm just a small part of that. I just get to go, yippee!
But it is like the happiest part of all of it, I feel like.
Thank you. It wasn't designed that way. It was just designed to be that character. It was just designed to be the essence of happiness and joy and innocence and fun, you know? Never too violent, never too confrontive or scary, never scary to kids, never, you know, but always, you know, even the bad guys, all the little mischievous nonsense mm-hmm. they go through brings back that onto them, you know, which is it's really intentionally done that way. And I think it's quite lovely. Don't want to have kids scared, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So not only voicing Mario, what creative choices or maybe tweaks did you have to differentiate Mario with the other characters like Luigi or Wario?
Well, Luigi was number one, you know? I was actually talking with children in a real-time animation system for 5 years before we started any games. And kids would ask, you know, can I please talk to Luigi? And we didn't have one completed by then. So I had to, like, pretend like he was there. And somehow I just made up this whole world off the TV screen. Oh, I'll ask him, but I think he's in the kitchen making spaghetti meatballs. Besides, he's pretty shy. Hey, Luigi, want to come out? And I couldn't move my mouth because I had all these things glued to my face to make the cartoon character move in real time. So I said, yeah, what do you want? I didn't want to come out and say, look at my friend. I know, tell them I'm in the kitchen making spaghetti meatballs. Besides, I'm too shy. You know, and I noticed that the children were watching wherever I was looking as the character. So I then put Mama on the other side. Oh, yes, you are, Tim Battalion Boy. And Papa over on the other side over there. You know, yeah, what do you want? Get stay away from my remote control, you know? So I have these characters, and I just watch these beautiful children looking wherever I was looking as Mario. And so that was Luigi. And then one day I walked in, and there was a Wario in real time. You know? Yeah. And then another day went in to record Mario Tennis, and, you know, there was, you know, just absolutely silly. And then they kept saying, yep, we like that voice. And so the honor just kept rolling in to do the things that I love the most, and that's these characters.
That's amazing. That's so, so cool, because there was a lot of freedom there's a lot of freedom and trust for you to really build these characters in terms of the voice.
Yes, and we also, you know, we do a script, but then we also improvise, and, you know, all we want is just the best possible results we can possibly have. We just want everyone to have fun. So it doesn't matter where the ideas come from or what, you know, it's just an exploration of creativity and joy, which I've absolutely loved, you know.
Aside from Mario, you also voiced one of the characters from one of my absolute favorite games, Parthenax in Skyrim.
Oh, thank you.
How fun was that to have, like, a very bellowing presence? Very different from Mario, of course.
It was really fun, you know. It was really silly because I just auditioned for it. And there it was. Suddenly there I was down in L.A. saying, you know, what brings you to the throat of the world? You know, and you know, the funny thing is these guys created dragon speech. They created a whole language, you know. And I was recording this game, and I'm recording along, you know. And then you will come to the Garflagnamox. I think that was Garflagnamix. Oh, it looks like Mox. No, I think it's Mix. And then you will go to the Garflagnamix. Oh, wait a minute. Let's call the writers. Is it Glafagnamix or is it Glafagnamox? It's Glafagnamoox. Okay. All right. Then you will come to the Glafagnamox. You have all this stuff spinning in your brain, but it was hilariously fun to do. What a great game.
I applaud you for all that because it's so amazing.
Thank you so much. It's what we do. You know, that is the variety is what we do. There's no such thing as a voice actor. There are only actors, you know, and we all spread about our wings and specialize in certain areas and things where it has to be real. It has to come from inside of you. And so for me, I love the characteristics of larger than life and, mm-hmm. you know, for joy to be bigger than, you know, any joy in the world. And, you know, so it's just one fun moment after another. I think actors are the luckiest people in the world. We get to do what we love to do. And it's what I wish for everybody. Do what you love to do. Find your joy. Find your passion. Find what, you know, if it's travel, find a way to travel. You know, you may not be, you know, Tony Bourdain traveling, but you can do something of yours. You know, you can find your niche. When you're doing your passions in life, it just has, life has a way of just bringing you more opportunities that way, you know?
Yes.
But you have to start liking yourself first, too, that so many of us are raised with the idea that there's something wrong with us, you know, that mm-hmm. we can't have what we want. So we kind of have to dedicate ourselves to our own friendship, to ourselves, to get out of our own way and escort ourselves into the joy and happiness, because it's right there.
Couple more questions. I know you love to travel and trying different foods in different cities. Is there anything that I or maybe Winnipeg can help you out in terms of of food that you might be craving while you're in the city?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, you know, any great restaurants, you know, local restaurants, I love that. Love trying new foods, absolutely.
Are we going Italian, or are we venturing off into like sushi? Or the big thing with Winnipeg is that we have a sauce for chicken nuggets called honey dill. I don't know if you know anything about that.
No, but I'm going to find out.
So it's a mixture of mayo, honey, and dried dill all mixed in, and have it with chicken nuggets, and it's beautiful. Mitzi's is around the convention center where you're going to be at, so I recommend that if you're into chicken fingers.
Thank you very much. I'll go look for it. I'm sure my doctor will say my arteries are far too supple. I need something to harden them right up there.
Going to leave you with one last question. What Mario exclamation gives you the most joy to record? Is it the yippee? Is it the wahoo? Is it a Mario time? Which one is it?
I love woohoo because it can be small. Woohoo! It can be long. Yippee! You know, I just love the joy. Woohoo! It can be launching into outer space. It can be anything. It's just, I love that, you know. And I love that people enjoy it. That just makes me so happy. And, you know, doing these shows, coming to Winnipeg for Comic-Con is such a joy. I'll get to meet people who will say the most loving, kind things like, you're the voice of my childhood. I love playing Mario games, and I played with my mom and dad and my grandpa, and now I'm playing with my kids, and I'm so happy. Just what could be more fulfilling than to know that, you know, and more joyful for me than knowing that I brought a little joy into people's lives? You know, I can't imagine anything more fulfilling to me.
Absolutely. Charles, I had to add to that. Like I said before, you've been such a big part of my life. And with that story, like, me and my brother used to play with Super Mario together. I was always Luigi. He was always Mario, of course, because he was the older one. But to be able to speak to you in person because of how much your video games have impacted my life, this has made my week so far. I really want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you so much, Tyler. And thank you so much for playing my games. Mamma mia, you're number one.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you, Mario. We'll see you when you head to Winnipeg later on this weekend, okay?
I can't wait. See you there. Looking forward.